Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled, They Were Different.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul was still breathing threats to slaughter the Lord's disciples. He had gone to the high priest and asked for letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus that would authorize him to arrest and take to Jerusalem any followers of the way, men or women, that he could find. Suddenly, while he was traveling to Damascus, and just before he reached the city, there came a light from heaven all round him. He fell to the ground, and then he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? He asked. And the voice answered, I am Jesus, and you are persecuting me. Get up now and go into the city, and you will be told what you have to do. The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless, for though they heard the voice, they could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but even with his eyes wide open, he could see nothing at all, and they had to lead him into Damascus by the hand. For 3 days he was without his sight. He took neither food nor drink. A disciple called Ananias, who lived in Damascus, had a vision in which he heard the Lord say to him, Ananias? When he replied, Here I am, Lord. The Lord said, You must go to Straight Street and ask at the house of Judas for someone called Saul who comes from Tarsus. At this moment he is praying, having had a vision of a man called Ananias coming in and laying hands on him to give him back his sight. When he heard that, Ananias said, Lord, several people have told me about this man and all the harm he has been doing to your saints in Jerusalem. He has only come here because he holds a warrant from the chief priests to arrest everybody who invokes your name. The Lord replied, You must go all the same, because this man is my chosen instrument to bring my name before pagans and pagan kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he himself must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went. He entered the house and at once laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, I have been sent by the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, so that you may recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately it was as though scales fell away from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. So he was baptized there and then, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. He began preaching in the synagogue, Jesus is the Son of God. The Word of the Lord. Two very different conversions follow each other in the readings. Yesterday, the first reading told us of the Ethiopian eunuch, traditionally named Simon. They already had a relationship to Judaism. They were seeking, inquiring, exploring. They were also completely other, both African and a sexual minority, being a eunuch. And I am sure the pronouns they, them, are entirely appropriate to Simon, the eunuch from Ethiopia. Saul is the complete opposite. Totally sure in his faith, fanatic for the Pharisees' interpretation of Judaism, and violently intolerant of any change. Simon, the Ethiopian, represents the periphery in so much of their otherness. Simon's conversion being almost complete, needing only a gentle affirmation of the direction they had already taken. Simon's approach is questing, tentative, open to learning, vulnerable because of their otherness. Saul represents the center in terms of his culture and learning. Yet he is the one who cannot be taught. He no longer needs to search. He has the answers, invulnerable to change and movement. Saul had to be given vulnerability, knocked off his feet and rendered blind, giving physical manifestation to what his mind and heart had become. Only in vulnerability could he fully hear the Lord and be led to growth and ministry. The contrast between the two is itself a message. Often the more rigid the faith, the less ability there is to hear the subtle voice of God. We are called to constant conversion, not immovable certainty. Amen.